Welcome to the Simply Slow Living Podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Forgy. Join me for a genuine, smart, and uplifting conversation. Let's slow down and enjoy the simple, sweet moments of motherhood together. The seasons are changing and spring is upon us. If you are getting ready to take a family vacation, this episode is for you. If you take away one thing, this is it. If you want to enjoy adventures with your family more, travel the slow living way. Traveling is one of our favorite things to do together as a family. Traveling allows us to spend family time together, have outdoor adventures, laugh a lot, and just genuinely connect as a family. Today, I want to share a few big picture thoughts and ideas with you of how we approach traveling the slow living way. And I also want to share with you how we experience travel through our five senses. So you may be asking the question, how is slow living travel different than just normal travel? Well, let me tell you a few ways that slow living travel is different. Slow living family travel is all about experiences. When we are traveling with the slow living approach, we don't try and pack everything into one trip. Instead, we focus on quality over quantity when planning our activities and schedule. When picking a destination to travel to, we like to pick off-the-beaten-path places with unique experiences. We really like to travel to places that align with our family's values. And one of our goals for traveling is to disconnect from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. So slow living family travel is traveling at that slower pace, which allows you to disconnect from the busyness and instead connect with your family and with new places and new people. As far as accommodations are concerned, we love to stay in places that have a homey feel. We love Airbnbs, bed and breakfasts, and anywhere that has laundry facilities, a kitchen area, and a relaxing outdoor space. Speaking of relaxing, a great tip my mom told me was go at the pace of the children. And I think that applies to everyday life for sure, but it especially applies to slow living travel. Go at the pace that is comfortable for your children. I'll be the first to admit that traveling with children, especially really little kids, is not always enjoyable. And it's something that when our kids were really little, honestly, we didn't do a lot of because we had three kids, 3 years old and under, and it was a lot for us to travel with kids in that age range. But as our kids have gotten older, it's become such a blessing to our family. So if you're in that stage of life where your kids are really little or they're not great travelers, all I can say is, I feel you, friend. Have faith that your time will come. And until then, learn what you can about how to make your family travel and family vacations as enjoyable as possible. One of the things that really makes our travel enjoyable is we try and live like locals wherever we go. We try and emphasize connection to people, cultures, food, and music. We also try and use the same mode of transportation that locals use. So if everyone is walking, we walk. If everyone bikes, we bike. Whatever the mode of transportation is that's being used, we try and use that same mode of transportation. Slow travel really does teach your children, and traveling in general, teaches your children to value experiences, not things. But I will be honest and say that one of the highlights for our kids when we're traveling is getting to pick out a souvenir. And so for souvenirs, we try and make our souvenir purchases specific to the culture, but something that we would actually use. When we traveled to Ireland for our 10-year anniversary, we purchased some tin whistles for our children. These tin whistles were actually played in Irish pubs, and when we brought them back home to our kids, they played those things so often, I would have to make them go outside. They were like a little band marching on the sidewalk. But the souvenir was culturally significant. Our kids actually used it, and I was more than happy to make that purchase to support the local economy. So to wrap our big ideas up, slow living family travel is definitely a mindset shift to exploring and experiencing and really connecting with local people, cultures, food, and music. Let's shift gears and talk about using your five senses when you travel. As a mom, I want us to learn, play, and relax on our vacations. And the easiest way that I have found to do those three things, learn, play, and relax, is to take an approach of looking at our five senses when we are planning the trip and when we are actually on the trip. The first sense I want to talk about is the sense of sight or vision. Every trip that we plan, we try to go to places where we can see the grandeur of God, where we can evoke a sense of wonder in our children, places like going to the mountains, going to the ocean, looking in the forest at the flora and fauna. Looking even at rocks and rock formations in the local hills that are surrounding us. We look at the vibrant colors, or maybe the fall leaves and the vibrant fall colors. And when we look and we actually have sight and vision, it helps us believe in things bigger than ourselves. Most likely, our kids have seen mountains and monuments and certain natural formations in different textbooks or books or television shows. But man, when you see them in person, it's a completely different experience. So sight is a big one. Also, don't let your kids see you on your phone. Turn off your technology. Let them instead see you being present and seeing you being involved in the family vacation instead of worrying about taking a picture to post on social media. Let them see you being present and let them see you enjoying just being in the moment together. So that was sight. The next sense I want to talk about is sound or hearing. One of the things that I like to do when we go on a vacation is I take a mini speaker, and wherever we go, I will play theme music to that vacation. So if we go to the ocean, we will play beachy music as we're preparing a family meal or as we're sitting out on the patio. I have played country music before when we are at a dude ranch. I play folksy music when we are in the Ozark Mountains where we live. I have played all sorts of kind of themed music appropriate for the culture and the situation that you're in. So there's one way to incorporate sound into your vacation. Another way to think about sound is the sounds of nature around you, or the actual absence of manufactured sound. So when you are in the outdoors, just be quiet and listen to the sounds around you. Listen to the silence even. So sometimes sound is an absence of sound, not an addition of sound. Other sounds that you can enjoy on vacation are maybe it's the sound of live music at a local restaurant, or just the sound of conversation at a restaurant. Maybe you're lucky enough to see a local festival where there's a local band or something like that. I know nothing excites my husband more than when we have gone on vacation and there is live music. There's just something to be said about hearing the sounds and recognizing the sounds of your environment as something unique and something special. The next sense I want to talk about is the sense of smell. When you are with your kids, it's important for us to verbalize things that amaze us and things that we find awesome. And so one of the things that helps the sense of smell is when we point out unique aromas to our children. One of the things I love pointing out is when it smells like it's going to rain, or maybe it's the salty air at the ocean. I like smelling the flowers with my children. And of course, who doesn't love the smell of a good campfire at night? Oh man, I can just smell the burning embers and the ash and all of the campfire smells. Our sense of smell is very connected to the formation of memories in our brain. And so one of the ways that we can help our kids remember our travel and remember our adventures together is to point out those unique smells and aromas that we experience while we're in those places. Smell also works in partnership with the next sense that I'm going to talk about, which is the sense of taste. As a family, we always try and eat foods that are kind of specific to the theme or like the region of vacation that we're on. For instance, if we are at the beach, we like to eat anything and everything seafood. When we are in the mountains, we like to eat warm foods, things that are hearty meals and have really rich flavors. The great thing about traveling is that you do get to experience local cuisine, and every location has a unique flavor. It has unique delicacies. For instance, where we live it's famous for cashew chicken, and we live in the Midwest. And if you've never had cashew chicken, I suggest you try it. I mean, every place has its delicacies. So try those things with your children. Introduce them to new flavors. And another thing that goes along with taste is we always like to have some fun and festive drinks with our kids. We like to get smoothies or ices or whatever fun drinks that we can have as a family. Maybe it's like a really delicious hot chocolate, but we like to incorporate taste through the experience of fun new flavors with our kids. So the last sense that we're going to cover is the sense of touch. And this is huge for little kids. Anytime you can incorporate any kind of sensory play, whether it's in water, sand, mud, playing with rocks, or maybe it's touching plants that are safe to touch. Anytime you can involve your kids in that kind of sensory play, it just adds to their educational development and enjoyment of the vacation. As you're living like a local, anything that's tangible that you can feel, such as textiles, if you're in a market and you can feel linens or wool or whatever textiles that are appropriate for that culture, feel them, touch them, talk about their properties. Also, as you're traveling, take time to feel, oh my goodness, feel the wind in your hair. Stand on the top of that mountain and just let that breeze blow and feel the sunshine on your face. Feel the warmth that it gives you and verbalize all these things to your kids as you're feeling them. I don't know about you, but talking about all this traveling and taking vacations has made me want to plan my next one. So here's to planning your next slow living family vacation. I hope that you can take some of these strategies and tips and incorporate them into your next family vacation. Remember, Simply Slow Living Family Travel is all about embracing a slower pace. It's about the experiences and connections and quality over quantity. If you want to enjoy your adventures with your family more, travel the slow living way. Thank you for listening to the Simply Slow Living podcast. Connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, and hannahforgy.com. Join our encouraging community of women living with mindfulness and celebrating motherhood in the Simply Slow Living community on Facebook. Please share this show with a friend who could benefit from Simply Slow Living.